Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five 13 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. It is Chris Bryant and Austin Price. Friday afternoon. Go ahead, officially call it a weekend. It's after 5 o'clock.
Weekend adjacent, at least.
All right. Let's go ahead and dive into the three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
National Hurricane Center has downgraded tropical development chances in the Gulf. Go ahead and smile. Here is the numbers. 0% chance of tropical activity over the next 7 days. Parts of the Gulf Coast could experience localized flash flooding through tonight. Expect weekend pop-up showers, not a washout by any means, or a reason to cancel any of those outdoor plans.
And Mayor Reeves says he is ready to leave former PPD Chief Eric Randall's resignation where it stands, confirming all the controversy will stop and the operations of the city will move forward. Some residents say the mayor's explanation is not enough, threatening to vote him out of office. I think that's a bit extreme, but we did just have a texter dropping in. And they said this at just under 10 minutes ago. They said Reeves has done a good job as mayor. So well, he still has some supporters.
And he has not done anything really wrong. I mean, you can't throw this guy under the bus. He's doing a great job.
Yeah, if you address it and people don't like the answer, that there's really not much you can do.
And I know what card they're trying to play, and I'm not going to go there with that. Here's your third story. In 2 weeks, Florida's annual back-to-school tax holiday is going to be held. The date's August 1st through August 31st. During the extended month-long event, you can purchase school supplies and other eligible items without paying that dreaded sales tax.
All right, good to know.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
This is also good to know. A Gonzales man facing charges linked to burglaries on Silas Circle. 27-year-old Christopher Jamichael Campbell allegedly stole the better part of $35,000 from two homes, and in a third one, he reportedly stole a firearm and other valuables. He has been arrested after a search of his home.
Okay, before we launch into you in just a second here, I want to share the story with you. As we enter the dog's day of summer, most people spend as little time as possible out there in the heat. But what about people who have to work outdoors? Appearing on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew today, farm owner Ryan Jenkins shared how he handles that heat.
I had much rather be out there sweaty and dirty and in my game, in my environment, doing my thing and thankful for what I get to do than I had being, you know, I've had jobs when I was in office. You know, I think I've told you years ago, I was a 911 dispatcher to help support my farming habit. And I loved the actual job itself, but man, those four walls, I couldn't deal with them.
What he says is like, heat, we don't need that stinking heat, or we don't need those stinking air conditioners. Just let me out in the fields.
Great, that's nice.
Great guy. Okay, it's 5:15. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Indeed, I do. Got some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. And still got a little bit on Garden Street. This is going to be if you are traveling eastbound towards Barrancas. Let's see. Last major spot's going to be on Navarre Parkway, rather, excuse me. That's near Highway 87. As for your weather, we're sitting at around 85 degrees, going to be a low of 79 tonight. This weekend's going to see the highs creep up with some rain chances lingering. Saturday's high currently listed to be 91. Sunday's 93.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
A type of flesh-eating bacteria is providing deadly results here in Florida. Tom Rigotti has reports on this from, he's down in Tampa Bay today.
Four people have died out of the 11 total who have contracted the Vibrio vulnificus bacteria in Florida so far this year. The bacteria is found in coastal waters, typically warm, brackish seawater. It can enter open wounds when people are swimming. Although infections are rare, Vibrio vulnificus can cause an illness called vibriosis, often marked by vomiting, diarrhea, and abdominal pain, as well as potentially severe skin infections. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says about 1 in 5 people die from the infection, sometimes within a day or two of illness. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And Rick Scott wants to stop funding what he calls inhumane and unaccountable research abroad. Senator Scott sent a letter yesterday to the National Institutes of Health director, and in it, Scott says, he asks him to ban all NIH funding for animal experiments conducted overseas. He says the NIH has a history of awarding grants for harmful and abusive animal experiments. As examples, he cited experiments where bats were infected with deadly diseases, cats were genetically deformed, and mice were force-fed human feces.
All right, we have maintained our diligence intelligence in keeping you informed on the situation coming out of Tallahassee. Accused FSU gunman Phoenix Eichner's trial date been set there, Austin. Leon County Judge Lance Neff announced jury selection for the case starting up November 3rd. Eichner is accused of killing two and injuring others during that April shooting on the Knowles campus. He is currently facing 9 charges, 2 counts of first-degree murder, and 7 counts of attempted first-degree murder.
And the Florida Supreme Court has transferred a case filed by Democratic lawmakers who want access to the controversial alligator Alcatraz detention facility to a lower court. Representatives Michelle Rayner, Anna Eskamani, Angie Nixon, and Senators Carlos Guillermo Smith and Chevron Jones say that the DeSantis administration violated Florida law by denying them entry earlier this month. The lawmakers attempted to visit the facility on July 3rd, but were turned away.
Okay, amid criticism from Democrats over the recent tour of alligator Alcatraz, ICE agents say conditions at the facilities are not as bad as detractors are making them out to be.
We don't have cages in the detention center. We have bunks, we have beds, warm showers, and there's tablets in each individual dorm. I don't refer to them as jails. I just, they're dorms, they're dormitories.
So let me get this straight. So there are Democratic lawmakers who are taking legal action over not being allowed access. And then when they were allowed access days after the fact, they didn't like what they saw. So they're pursuing legal action for that.
Yes. And they showed them exactly what everybody else is seeing out there, but they reversed the story. Mm. It's not the same story.
Makes you think.
And that's what, yeah. Sure does.
The Tampa metro area.
I'm not going to say anything.
The Tampa metro area added 15,500 private sector jobs over the year in June, ranking third among Florida's metro areas for job growth. The area's unemployment rate, though, rose to 4%, up from 3.6% a year ago. Tampa's labor force also shrank slightly, down 0.3% over the year.
Okay, sad story because an elderly person got scammed. A Florida woman here is scammed out of $15,000 by someone using AI to clone her daughter's voice. Gary Baumgarten has the details on News Radio 92.3.
Sharon Brightwell jumped into action after receiving the tearful call from someone who she was certain was her daughter, saying she was in big trouble for hitting a pregnant woman while texting and driving. Brightwell, convinced the call was authentic, paid attention when a man took over the call, claiming to be her daughter's attorney, saying he needed the money to post the daughter's bond. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Yeah, that's disturbing. Just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What should you look for in a church? Allow me to give you 3 things. Look for a church that exalts the Savior, a church that equips the saints, and a church that evangelizes the sinner. And by exalt the Savior, I mean a church where Christ is not just prominent, but where he's preeminent in the singing and preaching. And by equip the saints, I'm describing a place where Christians are learning the Bible and are growing in their personal walk with God. By evangelizing the sinner, I'm describing a church where the congregation is together focused on giving the good news of the gospel to the community around them. Ladies and gentlemen, I urge you to get involved in a church with these 3 ingredients, and you'll find yourself in a healthy church.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Gun Show this weekend in Pensacola. hundreds of guns, knives, ammo, coins, and more. This is a buy-sell trade event. Private sales and sellers welcome. Brand new event located at the Pensacola Zelenka Grotto Shrine, 1000 South K Street, next to Saturday's Beach Club, Saturday 9 to 4, Sunday 10 to 3. Admission $10 a person, kids under 14 are free. Discounts for law enforcement, military, firefighters, and first responders. For more, go to usagunshowsfl.com.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
It's wanting what you've got. I'm gonna soak up the sun.
We now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
White House officials touting President Trump's success with the economy. Edward Lawrence reporting from the White House this afternoon.
The White House is trying to change the narrative that tariffs could be a price increase. The White House press secretary listed off a number of these numbers related to inflation, related to retail sales. And this was followed up on Fox Business by the deputy treasury secretary.
When Biden was in office, they tried to tell you how great the economy was. Now that Trump is in office, they're trying to tell you how bad the economy was. But the American people know the world and the lives that they are leading.
He also points to consumer confidence out today, rising from last month, now at 61.8, beating expectations. When accounting for inflation, real wages increased 0.5% from January to June of this year. That's just in 6 months.
524 News Radio 92.3. We sure were watching that money for you this afternoon. And Laura Kantner in for Hillary Barsky. She's got the numbers.
President Trump signing the Genius Act into law Friday. The landmark crypto legislation provides a framework for regulating stablecoins in the U.S., the president vowing to make the United States the world's crypto leader. Fashion startup entrepreneur charged with defrauding investors out of more than $300 million. Christine Hunsaker is accused of forging documents and providing false statements involving the clothing technology companies Castle Inc. and P180. Wall Street ending the week on a mixed note. The Dow ending down 142 points, S&P 500 down almost a point, NASDAQ finishing up 10 points. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
525, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Luckily, not much to dig into here at all. Got a little bit of traffic downtown, specifically on Garden Street, but it's nothing too severe. Also got some backups on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Last major spot is, surprise, surprise, Navarre Parkway near Highway 87, but it's not looking too bad at this point. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 79 tonight. Saturday and Sunday, going to see the highs creep back up, but rainfall chances will linger. Sunday's high sitting at 93.
As we mentioned to you earlier, National Hurricane Center, 0% chance of any tropical development in the Gulf for the next 7 days. Threat of Invest 93L, gone. It's faded. Flood warnings still are in place. Bain Froney, she's over in Biloxi this afternoon with more on the system.
It was kind of going back and forth whether or not we were going to see this turn into possibly a tropical depression. But, you know, it ended up really just hugging the coast, and that rotation was very broad. So we just ended up not really seeing that formulate. But, you know, it still brought a ton of rainfall. Again, we could still see a little bit more trying to pop up. A lot of these communities along the coast, they were getting prepared for that invest to come in and just drop a lot of rainfall. Thankfully, didn't see a ton of it, but it was a great way to get prepared, especially as we start to get into the thick of hurricane season. These communities want that to be at the forefront of their residents' minds.
And the White House will release $1.3 billion in frozen federal funding for after-school programs. The move comes after pressure to release the funds started coming within President Trump's own party. The Trump administration earlier this month announced it was withholding nearly $7 billion in school funding, citing what it called instances of the money being grossly misused to subsidize a radical left-wing agenda.
Summer camps around the country are updating safety protocols following the Texas floods. In those camps out there, Asher Red is in a summer camp. He's in, it's actually near the Tennessee-Kentucky border, talking more on the new guidelines.
Most of the new safety plans here focus on keeping an open line of communication among the counselors 24/7. Camp director Roger Dunn says flooding isn't the biggest concern at his camp since cabins are on high ground, but tornadoes and straight line winds can still take down trees and damage buildings. The warning sirens are too far away to help because camp staff can't hear them. So Dunn is training counselors to monitor severe weather more accurately and to use newly added walkie-talkies to stay in touch. The American Camp Association recommends camps review their safety protocols once a year, and if parents have questions, just ask. And the ACA says now is the time for camps to act and that they should use the off-season when kids are in school to make any other major adjustments they need to their safety plan.
And President Trump says pertinent grand jury testimony in the Jeffrey Epstein case needs to be released. He said in a Truth Social post Thursday night that he had directed Attorney General Pam Bondi to produce the testimony subject to court approval. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal reported Trump sent a letter to Epstein for his 50th birthday that allegedly featured typewritten text surrounded by a drawing of a naked woman. Trump said it was a fake thing.
Yeah, it was not substantiated, though. That document you're talking about has not been proven to be Donald Trump. So that is still up in the air there. Something went terribly wrong in SoCal today. At least three deputies died after an explosion at a Los Angeles County training facility. Kristen Goodwin has more.
Sources tell Fox News LA Sheriff's deputies were moving ordinances at a training facility when an accident occurred, killing three deputies. At least one other person was reportedly injured. LA Mayor Karen Bass says this horrific incident was in Monterey Park, noting fire officials, the LAPD bomb squad, and investigators with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives are assisting. LA County Board of Supervisors Chair Catherine Barger saying in a statement, "My heart is heavy and my thoughts are with the brave men and women of the Sheriff's Department during this difficult time. We stand with them and their families as they navigate the hours and days ahead." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
President Trump looking to restore Alcatraz. Not alligator Alcatraz.
Yeah, folks. Not the gator one.
We're talking about the one in San Francisco. Attorney General Pam Bondi saying it could become a modern high-security federal detention center. David Spahn has more.
One senior administration official told me yesterday that rehabbing Alcatraz could cost hundreds of millions of dollars. But for the real estate-minded president of the United States, this may be a challenge that he wants to take on. We joined Interior Secretary Doug Burgum and Attorney General Pam Bondi yesterday for an exclusive tour of Alcatraz, better known as The Rock. They were on a fact-finding mission to report back to the Oval Office. Now, this island first held military prisoners in the 1850s, but became the infamous Alcatraz Everett Open in 1934, probably its most famous resident, mobster Al Capone, also Machine Gun Kelly. It closed in 1963. It opened as a national park about 10 years later.
John Saucier, President Trump of the White House today signing the Genius Act, a first-of-its-kind cryptocurrency bill slated to regulate stablecoins, a type of cryptocurrency. The president says this bill delivers on a promise.
Just as I promised last year, the Genius Act creates a clear and simple regulatory framework to establish and unleash the immense promise of dollar-backed stable coins.
This legislation passed through Congress with bipartisan support. Three sheriff's deputies were killed after an accidental explosion in an L.A. Sheriff's Department training site this morning. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says the explosion is still being investigated.
At this time, we do not know the cause of the explosion. However, this specific area has been closed off due to the ongoing investigation.
The blast may have happened as sheriff deputies were moving explosives. America's listening to Fox News.
If you were a fan of Joann's Fabrics, you're gonna love Daryl's Sewing of Pensacola.
Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing and embroidery machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering lots of apparel fabric, children's fabric, and quilting fabric, in addition to sewing machine furniture, sewing and embroidery supplies, and notions. Financing is available. 850-438-5444. Remember, Daryl Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the decision by the UK to reduce the voting age to 16 and all of the questions around what the voting age should be. CBS decides to cancel Stephen Colbert and the Late Show project itself. We're getting more information about the recycling program in the city of Pensacola. We checked in with our farm friend Ryan Jenkins. And why does Brother Andrew celebrate the Steve Miller Band in the Transgressors Memorial Service? You can listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the National Hurricane Center has downgraded tropical development chances in the Gulf. There is now a 0% chance of tropical activity over the next 7 days. Parts of the Gulf Coast could experience localized flash flooding through tonight, so you can expect some weekend pop-up showers as well. But there's not going to be a washout by any means, so you don't have any reason to cancel any outdoor plans.
Okay, that's a great story because we've been reporting throughout the day today, and I just want to remind you that the tax-free holiday for purchasing emergency supplies like that begins August 1st through the whole month of August. August 31st it runs through. It used to be, if you remember, it was a two-week event. Now they've extended it through the whole month. So there you go. Take advantage of that. Story number two this afternoon. Mayor Reeves says he's ready to leave former PPD Chief Eric Randall's resignation where it stands, confirming all of the controversy will stop. And the operations of the city will move forward. Some residents saying the mayor's explanation not enough, threatening to vote him out of office.
And Chris, this is something I think you just mentioned a moment ago. In a couple of weeks, Florida's annual back-to-school tax holiday will be held from August 1st through the 31st. During the extended month-long event, you can purchase school supplies and other eligible items without paying sales tax.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, Thursday night, Amy Roby, the principal of Harlan Cairo Elementary School, was arrested for DUI following a three-vehicle crash. Happened over on East Olive Road. FHP troopers saying Roby blew a .1 on that breathalyzer test. That's above the legal limit, just slightly above the legal limit of .08. She's been charged with DUI damage to property and cited for driving on the wrong side of the road.
All right, and a jury in Pensacola awarded a $50 million verdict against an apartment complex, property manager, and the owners for an attempted murder case from 2020. David Saldana was shot 6 times by his neighbor, Uganda Bushbaum, who had falsely accused him of sexual assault. Despite the complex's knowledge of Bushbaum's mental illness and history of false reports, they failed to intervene. After Bushbaum was convicted of attempted murder in 2022, Saldana, who now suffers from PTSD and permanent injuries, received one of the largest legal verdicts in Pensacola history. However, the path to settlement may involve years of litigation.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
A change atop the NFL Players Association. I'm Jared Max. Late Thursday night, Lloyd Howell Jr. resigned from his post effective immediately as executive director of the NFL Players Association. He led the union for 2 years. The 59-year-old has been wrapped up in recent controversies regarding professional allegiance, potential conflict of interest, secrecy. Howell was not pushed out of the job reportedly. In part, he stated, "Our members deserve a union that will fight relentlessly for their health, safety, financial futures, and long-term well-being. It's clear that my leadership has become a distraction to the important work the NFLPA advances every day. In the coming days and weeks, the NFL Players Association Board will meet to determine its next steps." Lloyd Howell was on the job for 2 years after Damaris Smith led the Players Association from 2009 to 2023. Before Smith, it was Gene Upshaw. Wide receiver Mike Williams shocked the Los Angeles Chargers Thursday when he announced his retirement at age 30. Williams had played 7 seasons with the Chargers before he got released ahead of last season and went on to play for the Jets and then the Steelers. Williams had a pair of 1,000-yard receiving seasons early in his Chargers career. Recently, he had been placed on the physically unable to perform list because of an undisclosed injury. Pittsburgh Steelers pass rusher T.J. Watt agreed to a 3-year contract extension worth $123 million. At $41 million per season, Watt becomes the NFL's highest-paid non-quarterback. NBA Damian Lillard going back to the Portland Trailblazers, the team he spent his first 11 NBA seasons with. Waived by the Bucks after 2 years in Milwaukee, Lillard returns to Portland, where with combined salaries from the Blazers and Bucks, he'll earn $70 million next season. It's Friday, which means the Major League Baseball All-Star break ends. All 30 teams scheduled to play. One game this afternoon in Chicago between the Cubs and Red Sox. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And UFC 318 is set for Saturday night in New Orleans. In the main event, BMF champion Max Holloway will put his belt on the line against Dustin Poirier. Poirier has 2 victories over Holloway after submitting him in 2012 and defeating him by decision in 2019. Holloway is looking to make his first BMF title defense after winning it last summer in stunning fashion.
So you're getting ready for the NFL, getting ready for that fix, getting ready to have football through all the way through March?
I'm jonesing.
Here you go. Detroit playing host to the LA Chargers in the 25 Pro Bowl game, the Hall of Fame game in Canton. That'll happen on Thursday, July 31st. They're airing this on our sister station, ESPN, aren't they?
Yes.
Okay, so just remember that one, 99.1, 1330 a.m. ESPN mm-hmm. will have the game. Matchup kicks off the NFL's 106th season in Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. And Fox Sports has announced a new partnership with Barstool Sports that will feature Barstool personalities on Big Noon Kickoff. Here's Dave Portnoy.
We've never partnered with a network as big, as many resources, as much talent as Fox Sports that is invested in us. Like, this is a deal where I'm very comfortable. They're as excited about it as we are. So, you know, the sky's the limit. We're super excited. The entire company is, and we can't wait to see what happens with it.
They've been asking, and it's finally here. The reigning Super Bowl champs, where are their rings? The rings are in. Here's Jared Max.
Like a delayed release of a Hollywood blockbuster film, the Super Bowl 59 champion Philadelphia Eagles did not receive their championship rings when they were scheduled to because of production issues. June 6th, the Eagles were supposed to get their rings to celebrate their win over the Kansas City Chiefs this past February. Instead, it'll happen today at a private ceremony, 4 days ahead of when all the Eagles players must be in training camp for the coming season. The championship rings made by Jostens, the same company that makes many class rings. The Eagles are scheduled to play their first exhibition game August 7th against the Cincinnati Bengals. Regular season opener Thursday, September 4th against the Dallas Cowboys. Jared Max, Fox News.
And the WNBA All-Star Game is tomorrow night, and Glorilla is set to take over the halftime show. She'll be performing at Indianapolis Gainbridge Fieldhouse as Team Clark takes on Team Collier. Indiana Fever star guard Caitlin Clark will sit out the game as well as tonight's three-point contest, due unsurprisingly to injury.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Gresh with a Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I can't believe more people aren't upset at Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani for missing what was the swing off at the All-Star game. We just automatically accept they decided to shower up and go hop on private jets to get to wherever they were going quicker because it was the All-Star break. Can we have a little pride in the game to at least hang around till the end of it? I'm Gresh with a Sports Minute.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Brad's day is off to a slow start. So he heads to AutoZone, where batteries are as low as $89.99. Sammy, a local AutoZoner, tests his battery for free. Looks like he just needs a charge. And Sammy does that for free, too. In no time at all, Brad is back on the road, ready to finish the day strong. Free battery testing and charging at every store. No hassles, just help.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
1 in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a report out today sheds light on the U.S.'s most unhealthy fast food restaurants, and you nailed it last hour, and I threw this question out there.
Yeah.
It's Wendy's, but not to be a spoiler for you, but here's Christian Goodwin.
World Atlas reviewing the nutrition data of items at major fast food chains, ranking Wendy's as the most unhealthy. According to the report, those eating a triple Baconator meal with large fries and a medium Frosty are consuming more than 2,100 calories, exceeding most daily limits. A Wendy's rep tells Fox Business, "We are proud to offer a diverse range of fresh, iconic menu options that can be customized to suit our fans' unique lifestyles and preferences." Sonic ranked second with its cheeseburger combos, a medium tots and a large cherry limeade, hitting 1,600 calories and 3,000 milligrams of sodium. Taco Bell in third, followed by Dairy Queen, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Quiznos, McDonald's, Smashburger, Little Caesars, and Chick-fil-A. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Triple Baconator with a large fry and a medium Frosty.
Look at the cholesterol levels.
I've been obese most of my life. If you're eating that for no good reason, that's just a problem. Speaking of things that are bad for you, we were talking about this earlier this week. The Corn Refiners Association says thousands of jobs are at risk as Coca-Cola may plan to switch to cane sugar from high fructose corn syrup. The association claims the change in sweetener is likely to devastate American farmers, primarily in the Midwest, although Coca-Cola has not officially confirmed a change. It has reignited a decades-long food fight between the two sweeteners and resulted in dramatic drops in share prices for some major corn syrup companies.
Okay, let me go back to the bad eating habits and how it could be affecting how you feel. Lisa Brady all over this story for us.
This is House Call for Health. It's no surprise what you eat can affect how you feel, but research suggests poor eating habits may increase the risk of depression in certain individuals. Dr. Holly Jones, an associate professor at the Ohio State University College of Nursing, says premenopausal women ages 40 to 50 who consume ultra-processed foods could be more vulnerable to developing the disorder. Jones says other factors that may play a role include not getting the recommended 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night and lack of exercise. To help ward off depression later in life, Jones recommends thinking more about a plant-based diet and avoiding ultra-processed foods. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, take a look at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we do have some problems on Navarre Parkway near Highway 87. Also got some issues on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for your local weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, going to be a low of 79. This weekend's got some chances of pop-up showers on both your Saturday and Sunday, with the highs creeping up back to as high as 93.
Yeah, I see where Allen actually lowered the 70% rain possibilities for tomorrow to 50. And 30 on Sunday, so we're going to see some sun this weekend. But heavy rain continues to bring a lot of flood danger to some parts of the country. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean in with a Fox weather forecast.
Flash flooding will be a risk for a few areas across the country this weekend, including the Ohio Valley, the Mid-Atlantic, and the Southern Appalachians, where weeks of rain has compounded any threat of more wet weather. A tropical disturbance moving into Louisiana, bringing the potential for heavy rain and flooding, while some stronger storms will impact the Midwest and the Great Lakes Saturday and Sunday. Heat and humidity making it uncomfortable out across the Intermountain West, the lower Mississippi Valley, and the Southeast. Fox Weather has all your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Chevron has completed its $53 billion acquisition of Hess after prevailing against ExxonMobil in a legal dispute over offshore oil assets in South America. That ruling by the International Chamber of Commerce, a huge victory for Chevron, which had sought to buy Hess in order to gain access to the vast oil reserves in Guyana. Consumers' worst fears about tariff-induced inflation have for the most part retreated, even though they are still wary of price increases, according to a University of Michigan survey. That survey of consumers for July showed overall sentiment increasing slightly by nearly 2% from June to a reading of 61.8. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed in the final session of the week, with the Dow falling more than 140 points and the Nasdaq up by 10. Crude oil futures for August sit above $67 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Three crypto bills have passed the U.S. House with broad bipartisan support. Not even a close one here. One of them is on the way to President Trump's desk after a major holdup over fears of a central bank digital currency situation. Jessica Rosenthal has the story.
One bill that passed the House has already passed the Senate. It creates U.S. stablecoins backed by the U.S. dollar. There were fears among some conservatives this really put us on a path to a central bank digital currency, even though one of the other bills that passed is literally called the Anti-Central Bank Digital Currency Surveillance Act. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer is confident a so-called CBDC will not come to be out of these three bills.
The second your government does that, the traditional banking system is at risk. Because you will suddenly have the government issuing bank accounts and all the rest of the stuff. That is not an American value.
The other bill that passed, the Clarity Act, establishes which crypto can be considered a commodity versus a security. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And the House is voting to pass a package of $9 billion in DOGE spending cuts. Lawmakers voted 216 to 213 to approve the cuts to public broadcasting, global health programs, and foreign aid. This comes after Republican senators narrowly passed a package yesterday. The bill can now head to President Trump's desk for his signature.
548. 12 away from 6, News Radio 92.3, a major energy merger has cleared a huge hurdle. Jeannie Cassola has more.
Chevron has closed its merger with Hess after an international arbitration panel dismissed claims from ExxonMobil that could have derailed the deal. The ruling from the International Chamber of Commerce in Paris dismissed Exxon's claim to oil-rich property in Guyana based on a deal from more than a decade ago, and there is no appeals process. Chevron plans to nominate John Hess, the longtime Hess CEO, to its board. Chevron CEO Mike Wirth says it's unfortunate that Hess's employees and shareholders were put through such an extended timeline. He says it should have been resolved quicker and the outcome was never in doubt. Jeannie Cosella, Fox News.
And Peacock is raising its subscription rates by $3 a month. The streamer from NBC Universal has been a huge success thanks to its hit reality series Love Island, and it expects even more viewers when the NBA season begins this fall. Starting next Wednesday, Peacock subscriptions are going to be up $3 to $2.99 a month with ads, $16.99 a month without.
Well, Hunter Biden is pushing back against allegations that he was a de facto chief of staff of former President Joe Biden. Madison Hallworth has the story.
Well, he's saying that it's not true. And he says that he had to stay away from his dad, which devastated him. President Biden also stayed away from the White House. According to the RNC, he spent 40% of his time in office outside of the office. And let's also not forget that he made the unprecedented move of issuing an unconditional pardon of Hunter Biden of past and future crimes during his last days in office. So the claims that Hunter was like a chief of staff were made by Jake Tapper during an interview with Katie Couric in May. She asked him if Hunter's involvement in his dad's presidency was bizarre.
And the White House is using declining gas prices as evidence of President Trump's energy agenda taking effect. It comes after AAA said in a news release that the price of a gallon of gas had dropped to $3.16, marking the lowest seasonal gas price since 2021. A White House spokesperson touted the achievement, saying that they keep dropping thanks to President Trump unleashing American energy.
Okay, a lot of U.S. government entities overseas getting new guidance from the Trump administration. Here's Lillian Wu.
The State Department is telling U.S. embassies to rein in criticism of foreign elections unless there's a clear and compelling U.S. foreign policy interest in doing so. In new guidance issued to all U.S. embassies and consulates abroad, the department saying the outpost should refrain from issuing statements that invoke any particular ideology, also that what they may say must be in line with President Trump's stated position, that the U.S. will respect the sovereignty of all foreign nations. The department has for decades issued statements highly critical of or questioning the legitimacy of certain elections, notably in authoritarian countries. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Knocking on the door of 552 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous stuff, easygoing things to help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour on this Friday afternoon right here on News Radio 92.3.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Dad! Come on! Over here! Look at this, Dad! Over! Whoa!
The moment my son saw a redwood tree,
it's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him,
you can't even see the top of that thing!
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, biking, fishing, or camping. Or do your own thing when you get there with family and friends. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Transparent. I love this song.
Yeah, that was featuring some ad-libbing from Chris. Yeah, I love this. Is this
Rick Springfield? What is his name? With Dr. Noah Drake, was that his name on General Hospital?
Yeah, I can't remember if that was his name.
We'll get a texter. Maybe a texter can help me out. But I think it was Dr. Noah Drake when he was.
That sounds right.
General Hospital.
I know it was General Hospital. But I don't know the name.
All right, 555, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at not only up whether his name was Dr. Noah Drake, but he has the weather and local traffic for us together.
Indeed, I do. Let's see. We've got some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And on the Far Parkway near Highway 87, this is in both directions. There's no accident or anything. That congestion has just been lingering a bit longer than we'd like. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 79 tonight. This weekend could have some rainfall, but the main thing we're noticing is the highs creeping back up. Saturdays is 91, Sundays is 93.
Here's today's pop culture news.
You see, you never know what to expect around here.
That is true.
Very transparent, very believable, very truthful we are.
Yes.
Okay, Fox's Michelle Pollino, she's in, has details on what will be coming up in the movies this weekend in Fox on Film.
Fox on Film.
I'm Michelle Pollino in theaters. Eddington, Joaquin Phoenix, and Pedro Pascal star in this political thriller set in Eddington, New Mexico, when a small-town sheriff and mayor face off during a 2020 standoff.
We were in a fight against evil.
Neighbor turns against neighbor in a community on the brink.
Do you think this is some kind of karma for what we did?
I Know What You Did Last Summer, Jennifer Love Hewitt and Freddie Prinze Jr. return in this follow-up to the 90s slasher classic, this time as the adults. When a group of teens covers up a deadly accident, they soon learn someone knows their secret and wants payback. And in the animated adventure Smurfs...
Isn't it grand living in a place where nothing ever goes wrong?
John Goodman voices Papa Smurf, who's kidnapped by evil wizards Razamel and Gargamel. Rihanna voices Smurfette, who leads a mission into the real world to bring him home. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
You know, since we're talking about movies here, Lilo and Stitch has become the first Hollywood movie of 2025 to cross the $1 billion mark. Disney announced yesterday that the live-action remake of the popular animated film has made over $400 million at the domestic box office and nearly $600 million overseas, for the total being just over a billion. It's also the first Hollywood film to make a $1 billion, there we go, since Moana 2 came out last fall.
Okay, Dream Cruise has turned into a travel nightmare for dozens of travelers. Talking about a cruise ship here.
Yeah, I've been
on this cruise ship a couple of times. It's a Royal Caribbean ship. Here's Sue Guzman.
A luxury cruise ship turned into a floating sickbay when 140 people fell ill on a Royal Caribbean voyage. The CDC looking into the mystery illness, where 134 passengers and 7 crew members aboard the Navigator of the Seas came down with vomiting, stomach cramps, and diarrhea. The outbreak prompting Royal Caribbean to isolate those who took ill and enact enhanced cleaning and sanitation protocols. The crews had departed Los Angeles and made a round trip to Mexico over the course of a week. The incident, the latest of 18 gastrointestinal outbreaks on cruise ships in 2025. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And a pair of Grammy winners are joining forces for a benefit concert in Texas, raising money to help those impacted by the Deadly Hill Country flooding. The show in Austin on August 17th is headlined by Kelly Clarkson and Miranda Lambert. The event will include special appearances by Matthew McConaughey, Dennis Quaid, and Colt McCoy. Tickets go on sale Wednesday, and all the cash raised will go to the Kerr County Flood Relief Fund.
We are finding that a kiss can get you in a lot of trouble.
That is true. And not just the motto,
I'm
going
to frame the story around that. A kiss cam at a Coldplay concert revealed an apparent adulterous relationship between a tech CEO and the company's HR chief. This is getting good. You want to hear about it? Here's Alexis McAdams.
The two quickly ducked out of view, or they tried to. The woman even threw her hands on her face trying to hide her identity. But it was too late. That's not how the internet works. The sleuths identifying the duo as Andy Byron, the CEO of the company named Astronomer, and his chief human resources officer, Kristen Cabot, the head of HR. Cabot is reportedly recently divorced, but Byron appears to be married, or at least he was. According to reports, his wife removed her married name from her Facebook page before she just deleted it altogether. The internet cannot get over this viral clip. If you look at your feed, this is all you're going to see.
Okay, 92nd annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo officially underway over on Dauphin Island. Largest fishing tournament in the world with over 3,000 anglers and 75,000 people in attendance. Yes, it is on. It is happening this weekend. Coming back in 12, got some more news for you. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.